We Heart Caregivers was a shout-out by AARP partners to celebrate passage of the Hawaii Care Act last session. The law directs hospitals to offer instructions to caregivers on the medical tasks needed by their loved ones prior to discharge. AARP State Director Barbara Kim Stanton.
It took 3 years to get the Care Act passed. We introduced it in January 2014. We were the first state in the nation to introduce it and the 31st to have it finally enacted. And against great odds, these elected officials really heard you.
AARP Hawaii also presented a national award to U.S. Senator Brian Schatz. He was recognized for advancing safe streets for Hawaii pedestrians of all ages. He says his legislative priority for seniors next year will be Social Security.
It's the most successful anti-poverty program in American history. And I think the mainstream of political thought has really shifted over the last 5 or so years from entertaining cuts to instead thinking about how to shore up that Social Security Trust Fund and even increase benefits for the seniors who receive an average benefit of less than $1,300 a month.
The state chapter also presented its first Lifetime Achievement Award to State Senator Suzanne Chun Oakland, who served 26 years in the Senate. Honolulu City Council member Ann Kobayashi was serving in the Senate when she met Chun Oakland.
I met her when she first was an aide to Councilmember Gary Gill. I was in the legislature, and she would represent him at neighborhood boards and at different meetings. And, you know, she was always concerned about people and wanting to help. And that's Suzanne Chun Oakland. She's just like that.
Chun Oakland says she's not running for Senate re-election this year, which is not the same as retirement. She plans to continue her work.
The taxes that we pay cannot cover everything. So in my new role, I'm hoping that I will be able to help support the creation of maybe another kind of funding source that is through the private sector, where we can actually have a very large endowment that will help support the programs that we cannot fund with government dollars.
Meanwhile, Kim Stanton says AARP Hawaii and its 150,000 members will focus on two priorities next legislative session.
We had a lot of programs that were vital to keeping seniors healthy and safe, cut or else not funded at all. And so we are looking at the basics. And the second thing we're looking at is to work with the younger generation to make sure that we have mechanisms that encourage them to save while they're working. Because if you're saving for retirement when you're ready to retire, it's really way too late.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.